Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Christine Small, president of the Lakeshore Community Concerts. And Christine, you changed your name, I know, not too many years ago.
We did. We used to be Hammond, and then we were Munster Community Concerts, and now we're Lakeshore Community Concerts because we wanted to incorporate the whole area, because we have people from the old area, and we wanted to be different from the symphony, who we love too, but we're a different organization.
Sure. How long has Lakeshore Community Concerts been in existence?
We've been around for 65 years.
Lord. Every time, I forget that, and when I hear it, I'm so surprised.
I know.
And so the performances were originally at Hammond High School?
Yes, they were. And I really think they were at the Masonic Hall in Hammond, and then they were Hammond High School. Then they were Morton High School, and now they've been at Munster for about the last 10 or 15 years, something like that. Padded seats, free parking.
That's
what more
nice.
Could you
Padded
want,
seats.
Right?
So tell us about the concerts. What kind of concerts does Lakeshore Community Concerts bring to the
Coming
community?
Up, the next concert, which is going to be on March 12th, we have Vox Futura. Kind of a classy name, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are four guys, and they were finalists on Britain's Got Talent. They're kind of like El Divo. They're a crossover singing group. They do everything from classical to pop. And, guys with a lot of talent.
How many of them are there in the group?
There are four.
Mm-hmm.
This is their USA tour, and they're going to be in Munster.
Vox Futura. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look that up. Well, and then you have, how many concerts do you typically do in a year?
We do six a year, and it's $75 for the subscription for all year. We've got three left, and at $75, it's still a good deal because it's $25 a concert, and we see some really top name people that come in professional work, professional talent, and after the March concert, we have Ronan Tynan coming in, and if you watched the Bush funeral recently, he was the tenor that sang at the Bush funeral.
Oh, wow.
He's has sung for Reagan, and he's he used to be with the Irish Tenors, and he has sung for presidents, and he's very, very popular. He has four platinum records. He's a Irish tenor. But if you want to only come to one concert, it's $30. So you can see that with three concerts left, if you paid for every concert, that'd be $90 altogether. And you can still buy the season ticket for $75. So it's still a good deal.
Well, you keep your ticket prices low because you're all volunteers who are running this gig.
We are all volunteers, yes. And we love it, and we enjoy it, and we want to keep live music alive. We want a place for these professional, talented people to come and display their talents and for us to enjoy it. And if you love live entertainment and you love music, come to Munster High School for Lakeshore Community Concerts. We do have a website, and you can look things up there. You can even get a little clip of what these acts are like, and it's lakeshoreconcerts.org.
Who maintains your website for you?
We have somebody that does that because it's quite complicated.
I'm sure it is. So the final concert of the season is what and when?
The final one is on May 10th with Ronan being in April 8th, and then the Saxational concert is May 10th. Now, that's an unusual name, Saxational. And what does that mean? Well, it means that this Rob Verdi, who is the musical director at Disneyland, he conducts the workshops and he's the education director. He is touring and with a show. He'll be working with the Munster High School Jazz Band that day. And that night they're going to put on a big band jazzy concert at Munster High School with Rob Verdi doing some sax stuff. He is a sax player and he is wonderful. We've heard him before with a different show, but this time he's working with the kids. We're really going to have a good evening that night.
Wow, I'm just amazed at the value you provide. And it's a group of volunteers getting together to organize this year after year and bringing in all these professionals for such a low price. It's so accessible to people.
Sure, and if you want the tickets, don't forget lakeshoreconcerts.org. You can buy online and you can buy at the door.
Well, Christine, thank you for coming in to tell us about your upcoming concerts. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.
Thank you.